Good evening. Whew, I ain't been up here in a little minute. I ain't been this nervous since drum major tryouts. First off, I would like to thank the elders and Brother Spencer for giving me this opportunity to come up here one more time before I leave. If I could just have you guys' attention, I would like to share a story real quick before I start my lesson. You know, a good story always starts with a once upon a time. So, once upon a time, there was a boy who was blessed to be born April 26, 2003, under two amazing parents. He was born in two different churches. He went to church with his mother at St. Stephen's and with his dad at Western Church of Christ. This boy had a love for music due to... he started his love for music at St. Stephen's, but he honed his skills at the Western Church of Christ. He had two siblings. He had a household of five that he thought would be with him forever. Two siblings, a brother that he never knew would still be by his side till now, and a sister who he lost during some tragedies. Later on, as he went to middle school, he decided to take upon himself to be baptized, because before that time, he didn't really think about God or any religion or any spirituality. All he wanted to do was make everybody around him happy. And so he took upon himself to be baptized, and as he grew and as he became more surrounded with the people of his church, he started going to church more with his dad. Once he was baptized, his mother started going to the same church and was later also baptized. As he was in middle school, once he was baptized, he tried to live a path in light, but he was very influenced by his peers at a young age. He didn't really know exactly what he was getting into when he was baptized. When he got to high school, he got more involved with music, and he joined gospel choir, jazz band, tried to do orchestra. He tried to do whatever he could to make his parents happy. When he turned 17, he lost his mother to a tragedy, and he started looking out for purposes why he lost who he lost. With that being said, he took some bad choices down that road, and he is currently facing the consequences for it. He tried to run away from his home and tried to live in a different state, and then realized that he cannot run away from God. Amen. So he's trying to atone for everything that he has done and trying to live a better life. Amen. Which brings me to my lesson for today. There's a purpose for everyone. This lesson is here to encourage anybody out in the audience who feel like their purpose is lost, or they don't have a purpose, that they're just here to be here. I'm here to tell you that everyone in this room has a certain purpose. God has put us on this earth and put us through what we have been through for reasons, and it's not all for nothing. God has a purpose for each and every one of us. We go through the trials and tribulations to learn the lessons that we need to learn to walk the purpose of God. Walking in the path of light, which we see in Matthew 5:16, is pleasing to God, but it's not an easy path. Here are a few examples of people in the Bible who God has given a certain purpose to. We see in Exodus 2, Moses. Moses was sent on a mission to free the slaves of Israel. He was given the chance by God to show Pharaoh who God is through the many plagues and miracles that he performed. God had a distinct purpose for Moses, and he carried it out. Then as we move farther along in the Bible, we go to Luke chapter 1 and 2. Mary the Virgin, the woman who birthed Jesus herself. Mary was a virgin who was able to conceive Jesus in the flesh. And at the end, Jesus in the flesh was able to die for our sins. God had a plan for Mary, and she carried it out. Then as we move farther, we get into Acts 8, Saul. Saul started off persecuting and ended up going on a journey full of hardships. He ended up believing, walked away from his path, and was baptized. Then as we see in Acts 13, from then on, he began preaching the good news. God had plans for him, and he carried them out. We do not all walk on identical paths. We do not all go through the same tests everyone goes through. We have a specific path to follow. We are all walking the same direction to the light, but some have stumbling blocks that some don't. Some have strengths that some don't. Some have weaknesses that some don't. We all have strengths that need to be dominant and weaknesses that need to be discovered and eradicated at the best of our abilities. Amen. We aren't perfect, but the path we take will condition us to the shine, the light of God. So what does the Bible say about our purpose? Let's turn to Romans 8, 27. And it says, and he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. We let the Lord search our heart, and he knows what we are all thinking. He loves you and will always intervene to glorify his purpose. This is something important to remember when you go through tough times. Sometimes you just got to let go and let God. Which brings me to my next point, to our next scripture, 2 Timothy 1, 7 through 9. 2 Timothy, 1st chapter, 7 through 9. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and his grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. God has an overall plan for us. He's planned our individual lives since we were born. He planned us to be born to carry out our specific purpose. We all go through what we do to find our purpose. So again, let go and let God. He will show you the way. Let's turn to Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29. Verse 11. And it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Despite the struggles and the heartache you may experience, the Bible tells you that God has prepared a plan for you. Amen. To prosper you and not to harm you. We cannot allow the world's evil to give us doubt and insecurity. Let's turn to Proverbs 19:21. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Yeah. When you realize that you cannot control what happens or of the things of this world, you will start to realize there is something greater than your own plan. Amen. You can no longer rely on your own wisdom alone. You need God. Amen. Let's turn in Colossians 1:16. Colossians 1 and the verse 16. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. When it comes down to purpose, you must always remember that God, the King of heaven, created all of us in his image, through himself and for himself. Until the end, from the beginning, we are workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good. God will have and always will have a plan for his children. Let's turn to Ecclesiastes 3:1. Ecclesiastes 3 in the verse 1. For everything there is a reason, and a time for every matter under heaven. God has planned out your life, and he knows exactly what will happen, when it will happen, how it will happen, and why it will happen. There is an appointed time for everything, according to the book of life. All you need to do is have faith in knowing that the Lord's timing is perfect. Let's turn to Ephesians 3:14. Ephesians 3:14. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we can ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Even in the worst circumstances, when you feel stuck or hopeless, God can do more than you can ever ask for. Amen. So sometimes we just got to sit back and trust God. Because like I said, God has an individual plan for all of us. Now, I'm not saying try to look for that purpose. God will put you on that path. He will show you what you need to know when it's time, because his timing is perfect. A little bit more about the story of the boy. As he decided to run away and realized that he couldn't escape God, he decided to become more involved. He decided to not use excuses to stay away from God, but he decided to come back. He decided to repent, and he keeps on trying to be better. Now, the same boy is up here standing in front of you guys, and he's doing a little bit better than he was a year ago, and that was nothing but God. So I just want to tell you guys that doesn't matter what age, doesn't matter how old, how young you are, God will always be there for you. Amen. This lesson was made out of encouragement for myself during the time I needed it, being so far away, being out on my own. I had to figure out some things for myself. So when I had thought of this lesson, I decided to find some words of encouragement to you, for me. And when I was given the opportunity by Brother Spencer while we was out on lunch, that was a good place, by the way. I decided to do this lesson because I know there's many people who have went through either what I've went through or way worse. And it's not an easy, life has never been easy for anybody. So this should be the encouragement that everyone needs to know that it's going to be all right. Everything will be better because if you believe that God got you, he will have you. So with that being said, if you want to step in the light of God, walk the path of light, as it says in Matthew 5:16. First, you got to hear the word, Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of God. Believe, Mark 16:16. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Then repent, Luke 13:3. No, I tell you, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Then confess, Romans 10:9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Then be baptized, Acts 2:38. And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, some people will take those steps and run with it. They will stop there. They will get baptized and just keep living the life that they already live. But some forget the step to live faithfully. You have to keep living for Christ, which we see in Revelation 2:10. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested. And for 10 days, you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. If you aren't a Christian, well, if you are a Christian and you followed these steps, I hope this has been the encouragement that you needed to keep going. Because we all need encouragement from time to time. And if you are a Christian, I hope today is the time that you take to come now to take these steps of light. Because God is waiting on you. He's not waiting on someone to do it for you. He's not waiting on your mother. He's not waiting on your friends. He's waiting on you to step up and do what's right. So if you are a Christian, it's your time now as we come up together and sing.